sang and danced. The Christmas festivities had already been well underway earlier in the evening in the servants' quarters. Here also stood a large fir tree, with lighted red and white candles, small Danish flags, swans and fishing nets cut out of colored paper and filled with candies and other sweets. The poor children from the parish had been invited, and each had its mother along. The mothers didn't pay much attention to the Christmas tree, but looked rather at the Christmas table, where there lay woolen and linen cloths for dresses and trousers. Yes, the mothers and the older children looked at this. Only the smallest children stretched out their hands toward the candles, the tinsel, and the flags. This whole gathering had come early in the afternoon. They had been served Christmas porridge and roasted goose with red cabbage. Then when the Christmas tree had been looked over and the gifts distributed, each got a small glass of punch and apple-filled ebleskiwa. When they returned to their own humble rooms, they talked about the good living, by which they meant the good food they had had, and the presents were again thoroughly inspected. Now, among these folks were Garden Kirsten and Garden Ole. They were married, and earned their lodging and their daily bread by weeding and digging in the manor house garden. At every Christmas party they received a goodly share of the gifts, but then they had five children, and all five of them were clothed by the wealthy family. "Our masters are generous people," they said, "but then they can afford it, and they get pleasure out of it." "The four children received some good clothing to wear," said Garden Ole. "But why is there nothing here for the cripple? They always used to think of him too, even if he wasn't at the party." It was the eldest of the children they called the cripple, although his name was Hans. When little, he had been the most able and the liveliest child, but all of a sudden he had become loose in the legs, as they called it. He could neither walk nor stand, and now he had been lying in bed for nearly 5 years. "Yes, I got something for him too," said the mother, "but it's not much. It's only a book for him to read."
"That won't make him fat," said the father.
But Hans was happy for it. He was a very bright boy who enjoyed reading, but who also used his time for working, doing as much as he, who always had to lie bedridden, could, to be of some benefit. He was useful with his hands, knitted woolen stockings, and yes, even whole bed covers. The lady at the manor house had praised him and bought them. It was a book of fairy tales that Hans had received. In it there was much to read and much to think about. "It is of no use here in this house," said the parents, "but let him read, for it passes the time, and he can't always be knitting stockings." Spring came. Green leaves and flowers began to sprout, and the weeds too, as one may call the nettles, even if the psalm speaks so nicely about them. If every king with power and might marched forth in stately row, they could not make the smallest leaf upon a nettle grow. There was much to do in the manor house garden, not only for the gardener and his apprentices, but also for Garden Kirsten and Garden Ole.
"It's a lot of hard work," they said. "No sooner have we raked the walks and made them look nice than they are stepped on again. There is such a run of visitors at the manor house. How much it must cost!
But the owners are rich people."
"Things are strangely divided," said Ole.
"We are our Lord's children," says the pastor. "Why such a difference, then?"
"That comes from the fall of man," said Kirsten.
In the evening they talked about it again while Cripple Hans was reading his book of fairy tales. Hard times, work, and toil had made the parents not only hard in the hands, but also hard in their judgment and opinion. They couldn't understand and consequently couldn't explain the matter clearly, and as they talked they became more peevish and angry.
"Some people are prosperous and happy, others live in poverty. Why should we suffer because of our first parents' curiosity and disobedience? We would not have behaved as those two did."
"Yes, we would," said Cripple Hans all of a sudden.
"It's all here in this book."
"What's in the book?" asked the parents.
And Hans read for them the old fairy tale about the woodcutter and his wife. They, too, argued about Adam and Eve's curiosity, which was the cause of their misfortune also. The king of the country then came by.
"Follow me home," he said, "and you shall be as well off as I, with a 7-course dinner and a course for display. That course is in a closed tureen, and you must not touch it, for if you do, your days of leisure are over."
"What can there be in the tureen?" said the wife.
"That's none of your business," said the husband.
"Well, I'm not inquisitive," said the woman, "but I would like to know why we don't dare lift the lid. It must be something delicious."
"I only hope there's nothing mechanical about it," said the man, "such as a pistol shot which goes off and awakens the whole house."
"Oh my,"
said the woman, and she didn't touch the tureen. But during the night she dreamed that the lid lifted itself, and from the tureen came an odor of the most wonderful punch, such as is served at weddings and funerals. In it lay a large silver coin bearing the following inscription: "If you drink of this punch, you will become the two richest people in the world, and all other people will become beggars."